Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. Sweet Jesus is concerned about you. He wants to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some powerful services in time past at the jails and prisons that we visited. And I'm telling you, the power of God be great, and the fellows be glad to see her us come. And praise God, and be looking forward to our visit. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We're talking about the names of God. We're going to continue to broadcast today with another name. Talking about Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord that sanctifies. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle. Yes, we need to trust God. Stop fearing what man said. Stop letting Satan intimidate you. But trust the Lord. Now, David trust God. Yes, he did. And God delivered Goliath, which was a big giant, in David's hands. And the Lord knows how to fix your problem, whatever your problem is, no matter how big a problem it could be. There's nothing too hard for God. Take the limit off in God. God can do the miraculous. Yes, he can. I'm a preacher. I believe in miracles. Yes, because God is a God of miracles. In 2024, yes, the Lord is a God of miracles. Praise God. Jehovah Kadesh, that's Hebrew. All of these are Hebrew terms. Which is the Lord that sanctifies. God is holy. And he wants us to be holy. That's what he commands. Be holy. Praise God. Amen. That's the Bible. Now, I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. I'm a Bible man. And I'm a Jesus man. Yes, and I believe in preaching this Bible. Praise God. Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord is holy. Yes, he is. He's holy. Yes. And we need to understand that God wants us to be holy because he is holy. There's no need to debate it. There's no need to argue about it. We need to just do as the Bible said, because the Bible commands us to be holy. All these other names people have are man-made names. But God said, be holy, because he is holy. Holy is living a clean life. A life free and separated from sin. That's holiness. Praise God. Amen. That's holiness. Jesus come to save us from our sin and take sin out of us. That's what he come for, to save us from our sin. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, give me 1 Peter 1:15. What did the Bible say? Now, we're talking about Jehovah Kadesh, which is the Lord that sanctifies.
For as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
That's what the Bible said.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
We need to be holy in all manner of conversation. God wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer being Christians. not just Bible study Christians, but he wants 24-hour. You serve the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what he wants. That's holiness. Serving the Lord, living for Jesus. Amen. Serving God. Don't give no time to the devil. That's holiness. That's true holiness. When God is a jealous God, he wants all of us. He don't want you to share any time with the devil. But give your time to Jesus. Give your thoughts to Jesus. Do what is pleasing in his sight at all times. Saved people will serve the Lord with all their might, with all their strength, with all they have. Serving the Lord. Don't have no time for Satan and none of his evil works. That's sanctification. Amen. Some people say set apart. Set apart is not strong enough. Because you can take a person and set them apart from the drinking alcohol in the streets and put them in jail. That's set apart. But when they get in jail, if they still got that drinking devil in them, they'll try to make some mash. And those of you that are not familiar with the prison work, y'all don't understand what mash is. Mash is homemade alcohol that's fermented, because that stuff is in them. That's why they drink that nasty stuff. But Jesus come to set you free. When he sets you free, he takes sin out of the sinner. When he takes sin out the sinner, that's sanctification. The desire, the appetite of sin is taken out. When the appetite of sin is taken out, then no matter where you be, you'll live holy, whether you be in the street, whether it be on your job, whether you be walking down the town, in the community, in the stores, whether you be in the schools, whether you be at home, those you that's incarcerated. The Lord will cause you to live holy because you have it on the inside. Praise God. Amen. This is an inside job. It got to work on the inside. It works on the inside and it shows on the outside. That's holiness. Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. There's a part of salvation that a lot of churches don't talk about. That is sanctification. Being sanctified through the blood. People skip over it. They act like it's not important. That's the reason why you got a lot of church folk can't live right. They claim they got the Holy Spirit. But you cannot put the Holy Ghost in a dirty bottle. Like you can't put new wine in old bottles. But in order to put that precious gift of the Holy Ghost in you, you must be sanctified. You got to be clean. Look at Israel. Israel was God's chosen people. But God could not live in Israel among them. He lived among them through the Ark of Covenant. That's the only way. He couldn't get in them. It got on them, but he couldn't get in them. It got on David. We talked about how David slew Goliath. It got on David. And David slew Goliath. It got on David. He played skillfully with the harp to drive the evil spirit from Saul. It got on David. He slew a lion. He slew a wolf, a bear, in the shepherd field, rescuing the sheep. The Spirit of God getting on you is one thing. But I'm talking about the getting in you. God, the Spirit of God did not get in people until Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood, sanctified the disciples. And when he sanctified them, then the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. And it got in them then, because they were clean. And people need to understand and know that. A lot of people feel like that they get when the Spirit of God get on them, they feel like that's it. But I want to let you know, it's more stronger than getting on you. You got to get it in you. Amen. We need to get the Spirit of God in us. It's not enough to just get a taste of God. To let the Spirit of God get on you. It got on Israel. It got on Samson. Samson was a strong man. Got on him. But it got off him. But I will let you know. When the Spirit of God get in you, Then you got something. Amen. You sing the song, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Praise God. We're going to pick this subject up and talk about it in the next series of messages coming up in the next month. Talk about Jehovah Kadesh, because he is the Lord that sanctifies. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message we've been preaching about your names. Amen. Talking about your glory. Praise God. Lord, look on people in mercy. Amen. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free from what the devil have them tied to. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in them churches. Let the preacher fall on an anointing. Lord, let the members fall on an anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, that they may get what you want them to be. Lord, be what you want them to be. In Jesus' name, Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song say, it's me again, Lord. Standing in need of prayer, that we all need the Lord. And you heard the message that Ella Holmes and Lord want us to be holy. And the only way we can be holy is we call on him, believe on him, and allow us to him to come and rule within each and every one of us. And the Lord can do just that because he has no respect of person. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And he wants what is best for you. So allow him to take control of your life from this day forward. Those in the free will, your prayers are part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. He can mold you and make you to the person that you need to be. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised us, he is able to perform. We all need the Lord to be able to survive in this day and time, and he is there to give you what you need to have. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord open up doors. We get into the jails and prison to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I'm a Jesus man and I'm also a Bible man. Praise God. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Spanish speaking English, right for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. Praise God. And those in the free world, clicking to our website, be blessed with many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holm, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.